It is. It's nice to have your company on a Tuesday morning. Great to have John Hastings with us as part of the crew this morning. And after 8 o'clock, just by the way, Eddie Betts is back at Carlton, and he'll be joining us the day after he signed off on the trade. They're getting from Adelaide to the Blues for a future fourth rounder, and a good result for the Blues, no doubt. Not only for next year, but for seasons ongoing. But we'll talk about that shortly, because Mello Trimble was a part of the Melbourne United crew that took on the LA Clippers yesterday in the NBA crossover matches, which we love as basketball fans, and I'm sure he did too, being out there for Melbourne United. G'day, Mello.
Good day, how you doing?
We're going really well, buddy. What was it like yesterday for the Melbourne United crew to be out there against the Clippers at the Staples Centre?
It was a good experience for us. We came here on Thursday, a long flight, and got adjusted pretty fast, started practicing right away, and we had a game yesterday against the Clippers, and I thought the experience was really well for us. I mean, we played really well on both ends of the court. You know, obviously they got all on us, and just at the second half, they came out with more energy. But other than that, I felt like we improved a lot in a lot of areas that we've been trying to improve on, just getting the season started.
So in the end, the scoreline was 118-100 in favor of the home side of the Clippers. But at halftime, it was 51-47. You must have been pretty confident with the way things are rolling at halftime, Mello.
Yeah, we were pretty confident. They were getting frustrated. We were playing with a lot of confidence. Like I said, on both ends, we were really effective. We really run our offense to a good pace, and also on the defense end, we scouted them pretty well, and we just play hard. I mean, we know we're still down, two of our players, and if we just went out there and played hard, and that's what it's all about.
And Mello, what are the guys? Is there a real buzz when you're playing a team like the LA Clippers? I mean, surely you can learn a lot of things off them, man, the way they move and, what they do with the ball and things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's probably one of the best things in the NBA, if you look at the roster. I mean, of course, Paul George and Kawhi didn't play, but, they got other players like Lou Will, Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell. So, I mean, just knowing how athletic those guys are, it gives us a different look. And, Lou Will is a scorer from anywhere on the court. So, I felt like they gave us a new look, not to, what we're used to seeing in the NBA, but, we had a lot of confidence going in that we could play with those guys, and it turned out that we was able to. But even under the result and how that we wanted to, I felt like we got better, and we were all pleased with the effort that we gave.
And what did happen in that third quarter? Because you guys came out there and you put up everything, and then in that third quarter, it just fell away a fraction.
Yeah, I mean, 12-minute quarter is a little different for us. We used to play 10-minute quarters, and I guess we kind of got fatigued, and a lot of our shots were short, and they were making a lot of air shots, and they. Got more stops than we did. So, I mean, credit to them and, the way they came out at halftime, what we want to come out at halftime with a lot of more energy, even though we had the lead and, they just played more desperate than we did.
So, Mello, when you found out before the game that Kawhi wasn't going to play, how flat were you?
I mean, we all wanted Kawhi to play, it was one of the best players in the world. And, just to get an opportunity to be on the same court as them was, just different for us. But, when we found out he wasn't playing and also Paul George, we got more confident knowing that, we could actually really compete with the team and that's the way we played.
And so what did you learn from the game? You had the game on your terms pretty much for most of the first half until that third quarter. Do you sort of leave feeling confident about where your team is at? Because it is a bit of a sort of a fact-finding mission for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, our defense was a really key point, during the game, and I felt like our defense was, really well. So, I mean, I felt like they gave us a lot of confidence knowing that we could play defense and we could guard anybody in the world, just playing NBA guys. Those are the best players in the world. So, like I said, even though we came up with the L, we really picked up a lot of positive things, and going forward, we come back to the NBA, we're going to be really excited to play against teams knowing, how it was a good play on the defense end.
And what about you personally? There's obviously the team aspect, but yourself to play against an NBA team, to put your own name back up in lights. Is that factored in at all when you're playing?
Yeah, I mean, I was really nervous. That was my first opportunity able to play at that level and, to get a big role like I did yesterday, with Melbourne. I'm a starter, so, I was really nervous for the game, knowing who I had to go up against. Patrick Beverley, one of the best on-ball defenders there is in the league. So, I mean, I had a big task on my hand, and, for it to be my first time playing at that stage, I was really nervous, but once the ball went out, all the jitters went out, and I just played, and, I would just go out there and play, just get everyone respect, and I felt like I did that at the end of the game.
And Mello, how are you enjoying Melbourne, one of the greatest cities in the world?
Yeah, I'm liking it a lot. I mean, it's just like, I'm from Washington, D.C., so I mean, it's just the same city. It's cold, and, I'm used to the cold. I like the cold. I don't really like the heat too much, but, it is what it is, but I like the city a lot, and there's a lot of nice people there, and, I'm just getting accustomed to, obviously the driving, you know, the hook turns and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, it gets you, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, we're Ubering out, so I think I'm going to stick to Uber, but I mean, I'm liking it though.
Stick to Uber. It's much easier doing a hook turn on the Uber. Let the driver worry about it. It's a good call. And you've got Sacramento coming up Thursday afternoon our time for another crack at the NBA team. So what do you learn from the game yesterday to take into the Sacramento game? What do you try differently, perhaps?
I mean, just come out with both halves of energy. You know, no matter what the score, just play hard. I mean, that's the thing, just why we're here, to play hard and get better and just see where we're at as a team. And I feel like, you know, Sacramento and the Clippers are two different teams. Sacramento is younger, faster, and, you know, just younger, and they're, like, they're hungrier. So, I mean, it's gonna be a good game for us. You know, that's what we had on defense again, and I think that's the thing why we're here, just to get better, and that's what we're doing.
So that's an interesting point. Before I let you go, the philosophy, the message from Dean Vickerman, obviously you lost the first couple of games in the NBL season. Is it as much working on team chemistry and cohesion for the NBL as opposed to just taking on the NBA teams?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, these two games were our practice. I mean, it's practice for them as well. It doesn't really count towards our schedule. It's reason for them. So it's definitely good practice for us for, like, chemistry building. And also, like I've been saying, defense is something he's been, like, preaching since I've gotten here, and he's been really hard on it, especially after our past two games. And I feel like when we get back to the NBA, we're really going to change it around and do good things, starting on Sunday when we get back and play first.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it happen. Well done to you yesterday, though. 22 points, 6 assists, 3 steals. Really did lead the way for Melbourne United in the game against the Clippers. Good on you, Mello. Nice to chat, mate. Good luck on Thursday out time against the Kings, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in the NBL soon.
Yo, thank you. Thank you for having me.